Welcome to the Instagram Stories for Tuesday, October 28th. I'm your host, Daniel Hill. There's a lot of news to talk about today in the social media world. We'll start by talking about a new kind of post that you can do on Threads called ghost posts. Ghost posts are very similar to stories on Instagram and TikTok and the other platforms that have stories in that the content disappears after 24 hours. However, it is text content. We'll talk about it. Additionally, YouTube has announced YouTube Shorts integrated with Adobe Premiere on mobile. This is iPhone only. We'll talk about how this is a competitor to what TikTok has via CapCut, Instagram has with Edits, and now YouTube and Adobe are partnering up. We'll also get into a couple of the questions from Adam Mosseri's recent Ask Me Anything, including a question where someone asked him, why is he working so hard to make the app worse? We'll get into all of that plus more on today's episode, but first, a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's start with the biggest news of the day, which comes from the Threads team. They posted, today we're introducing ghost posts, which vanish after 24 hours. Use them to share a thought that's fun, ephemeral, or a little bit unfiltered, without it sticking around. They explain in a little bit more detail that replies to ghost posts are private. They land in your DMs. A few more things to know about them. Ghost posts look like little speech bubbles, so you can't miss them. They show up in people's feeds, but they live within a dedicated tab on your profile. After 24 hours, ghost posts are automatically archived. They're all about words, text, and emojis only. Only you can see who has liked your ghost posts. You can edit a ghost post, but you can't reply to a ghost post. And also, ghost posts will not be shared to the Fediverse. Okay, so let's just pause and talk about this for a second. When I first heard this idea, I felt like it wasn't really necessary, and the Threads team was really grasping for new features to add to Threads. However, now that I've thought about it for a little bit, I actually think it's an interesting concept, especially if you are a brand or business where you want to offer some kind of incentive to your truly biggest fans. If you are on Threads or you want to spend more time getting people who are on Threads interested in what you're doing, a ghost post might be a really good way to experiment. You could, for instance, offer a coupon code that's only visible for the next 24 hours, see who uses it, and now you can use that to make more informed decisions about what you're going to do on Threads. I'm just scratching the surface of what's possible here, and although it is very similar to stories in a lot of ways, I think it is a really good thing to experiment with and see what your audience on Threads is interested in and willing to click on. Now, let's move on to the YouTube news. The team at Adobe and the team at YouTube announced a partnership around a new Shorts content creation space called Create for YouTube Shorts, which is coming to the Adobe Premiere mobile app. If you're not familiar with Adobe Premiere, it's a fantastic video editing app. Historically, it's been for the desktop or a laptop. However, they recently rolled it out for iPhone users. This is an extension of what you could do already with the Adobe Premiere mobile app. The way to think about this is how you think of the relationships between video editing apps and the specific platforms that they're connected with already. So for instance, Instagram has edits. You can create videos in the Edits app and export them directly to Instagram. Can you send them to other apps from the Edits app? Yes, of course you can. But primarily, that's the relationship there. Similarly, TikTok and CapCut are connected. Can you export from CapCut to another video editing app? Yes, of course. But those two are linked together. So now, YouTube and Adobe Premiere are going to be linked together in that exact same way. This is only for iPhone at this time, but it will be for Android in the future. I'll link to the details page from Adobe to explain more, but basically you'll be able to create shorts using templates, effects, transitions, stickers, and title presets. You can create your own templates. There's a lot more. I will link to all of this in the show notes so you can see it for yourself. And since we're talking about YouTube, let's do one more piece of YouTube news. When you watch a YouTube video and you get to the end, there's typically boxes that appear that allow you to click on other videos from that same creator. Sometimes YouTube suggests videos, sometimes you as the creator pick which videos you want YouTube to display at the end. Interestingly, now you can hide those videos as a viewer, so you can just watch the end of the video without seeing these suggested videos that you should click on. Here's the creative liaison from the YouTube team, Renee Ritchie, explaining exactly how this feature works.
Did you know YouTube added a hide button that lets viewers dismiss end screens on videos? I'm Renee Ritchie, a creator working inside YouTube. And here's the deal. The hide button only shows up on a video when the end screen pops up and only hides the end screens for that video, that time. Once hidden, viewers can also bring end screens back by tapping the show button. It's for cases when, like, for example, a viewer may really be enjoying the video and then the end screen pops up and blocks something particularly interesting or important that they really want to see. And with this button, instead of being frustrated and clicking away, viewers can click hide and finish enjoying the video. For creators, it simply means the best practices are really the best practices. Be thoughtful and design your end screens and any associated calls to action as part of the video experience. Try not to cover up or block anything you think your audience would really want to see. And that way, you'll make them want to click instead of wanting to hide. Drop me your questions and follow for more.
Okay, now that we've covered all the news, let's get into what the head of Instagram answered on his recent Ask Me Anything. We are going to get into questions like, how many hashtags is too many to use on a post? And you are ruining the app. We will get into these questions plus more, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsors. Welcome back. Let's dive into the questions and answers from the head of Instagram, and let's start with the elephant in the room. Someone said, you are making Instagram not fun anymore. You are ruining the app. And they put a bunch of angry emojis. I have to say that in a lot of ways, this person is correct. They probably missed the days when Instagram used to be low pressure. It used to be fun. You were excited to see what your friends were sharing because it wasn't amazing. But over time, we all became content creators. We recognized that you have to put in effort and you want to get clients or brand deals or whatever. And it has fundamentally changed the vibe. Now you have to focus on video all the time because that's what holds people's attention and that's what they're expecting to see. It can be a bit of a high pressure situation. Here's Adam's answer to this question.
So part of having this job is getting a lot of angry comments and questions like this. But I just want to be clear, we're not trying to make Instagram worse. We're trying to make it as good as possible. Lots of people want us to make it like it was in the past, but that's not really an option. Instagram without DMs or reels or recommendations or stories wouldn't really matter. And you probably wouldn't be watching this story right now. So it's my job to evolve it forward as how people entertain themselves and connect with friends changes. We know that people are primarily sharing photos and videos through DMs, not through feed or even stories, which is why we've leaned into DMs. Feed itself just has less content in it, which is why we've leaned into recommendations. So there's still interesting stuff for you to find. That actually increases reach overall. And we're going to continue to try to evolve forward because it's better for us to evolve, even if it gets some people upset, than to become irrelevant over time. But we're trying to do so responsibly. And sometimes we push too hard and sometimes we make mistakes. But fundamentally, that's the tension. So I wanted to at least name it.
It's funny because I saw someone post on Threads earlier today. Why don't we just make a new app that's just like Instagram, but with no AI and no filters, and all you can do is post pictures? And of course, fundamentally, I love that concept. However, how many apps do we need? Let's not add any more. Let's just simplify what we have so it's not so complicated. But to be fair, as technology evolves, and we have more access to more tools, more things are possible. Of course, that's just how life transitions over time. So you can't expect things to be stagnant, and I get that. But also, making things commercial really takes the fun out of it. Let's go on to another question. How many hashtags is too many in a post? I heard more than 8 is a no-go. Here's Adam's answer.
There's no perfect rule here. Generally, hashtags are not going to improve your reach, so I wouldn't suggest adding a bunch of them to try to, you know, get your post out to more people. I think it's sort of a matter of opinion. I don't use many of them, or if I use them, I only use 1 or 2. If you're using 8, 9, or 10, it sounds like you're probably trying to hack ranking, and it's not going to work, so I wouldn't suggest it.
Honestly, I wouldn't really spend time thinking about hashtags so much in 2025. And I say that because I think we very rarely search for content using hashtags. Fundamentally, searching for content on Instagram is very challenging. Let's go into the next question because I think it even highlights how bad search is on Instagram. The question, can I search my saves? So what this person is asking is, I've saved content over time and I want to find one of the pieces of content that I've personally saved so I could go back to it. How do I find it quickly and easily? The answer is, it's not.
There is no way to search save, unfortunately. You can find all your saved content by going to profile settings, and it's saved as basically at the top. But we should make it easy to search. Particularly with some of the new search work we're doing with AI, it should be easier to index that content. So we'll take a look at that. Good idea.
Nice to see that this is something on Instagram's roadmap to address. The next question has to do with the different types of video formats on Instagram, which is so confusing. I don't even really want to spend time talking about this, but I do think it is fundamentally important to understand. The question, do video carousels go into the Reels feed? Let me explain the question. So this person is creating a carousel, but instead of multiple photos, they're using multiple videos. The question is, where does that content go? How can you find it later? If you were to go to that person's profile and you clicked on the Reels tab of their profile, would you see that carousel that has multiple videos? The answer to that question is no. Here's Adam's answer.
Videos in carousels do not go into the Reels tab on your profile, though that is a bit of a strange thing. We need to figure out how to fully collapse the idea of videos and Reels. There's still a couple remnants from when you used to have two different video formats years ago. So good flag. We'll take a look at that.
Okay, and the last question we're going to talk about today, how do I prevent my account from being shadow banned? This is a really good question. We've talked about it multiple times on the show, but you want to make sure that your account is following the Instagram guidelines. But good news, if you violated one of those, you can check and see and get the issue resolved. Here's Adam's answer to the question.
So there's no official shadow banning program, but we are going to limit the reach of certain accounts under certain circumstances. So if you are posting content that's violating our community standards, or if you're posting content that's violating our recommendability standards, so it's stuff that is allowed on Instagram but is pushing the line, you can actually read those. They're all public. You can search for them online. And if you are in poor standing, you can see that by going to your account status, so profile settings, account status. And those are the types of things or situations in which your account reach will be limited in certain ways. Things like not recommending your content to accounts that don't follow you. But you can go check that out in account status. So if you are worried about it, I encourage you to go there.
Okay, that's it for the questions and answers from the head of Instagram. If you would like a weekly recap of all of the things I discuss on the show, you can sign up for my email newsletter. You can do that directly using the link in the show notes, or go to my Instagram bio at Daniel Hill Media and click on the link in my profile. As always, thank you for listening, and come back next time for more social media news, strategy, and other things you should know.
Let's get it. The year was 2013. You posted your first pic, and you're glad you posted a scene. Your friends liked it too, but what you didn't know is what posting on that platform would do. Taking all your time and attention, doom scrolling. Also, let me mention, you gotta post on every platform, putting content on every set. Validation and you got hooked. Now engagement is down, you feeling overlooked. Hey, keep coming back for more podcasts. And find me on Instagram at Daniel Hill Media.